Man, good morning. I'm John Sliggers. Primary election candidates are now set in Plymouth County as the filing deadline has passed. There are two seats on the Board of Supervisors up for election. In District 2, incumbent Mike Van Otterloo of Lamars has filed for re-election. In District 5, Douglas Manley of Akron has filed for election. The incumbent in that district is Gary Horton of Akron, who is not seeking re-election. Two county officials have filed for re-election. They are County Auditor Stacy Feldman of Lamars and County Sheriff Jeff Tabrink of Westfield. All of these candidates for Plymouth County offices are Republicans. No Democrats have filed for the primary elections. The elections take place on June 4. One more reminder of property tax deadlines. They're due today. Typically, the deadline is March 31st, but that falls on a Sunday, so the deadline this year is April the 1st. Taxes are delinquent after April 2. The office is open today, so payments can be received without penalty. Online payment of property taxes is an option. This can be done at iowatreasurers.org. Online payment can be done up until midnight tonight without penalty. A confinement fire was reported near Hospers on Sunday. The call to the Hospers Fire Department went out around 9:40 a.m. to a location on Log Avenue, 1.5 miles north of Hospers. Mutual assistance came from the Sheldon, Alden, Granville, Boyden, and Orange City Fire Departments. Hospers Ambulance and the Sioux County Sheriff's Office also assisted at the scene. No feeder pigs were lost as a result of the fire. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The college basketball tournaments are now into their Final Four, and for Iowans with a gambling addiction, it can be a true challenge to avoid the urge to place a bet. Andrew Gerodius, an official with Iowa's largest addiction treatment provider, says there are warning signs to watch for in yourself and in your loved ones that may indicate a problem is looming.
Often what ends up happening is individuals start to isolate more. They may start putting aside some of their responsibilities or their hobbies, things that they enjoy, and more of their time becomes focused on getting money for gambling or going and gambling.
Grotius is outpatient supervisor for the Rosecrans Jackson Center in Sioux City. For Iowans who think they may have a gambling problem, he says there's plenty of help available. Rosecrans facilities in Iowa treat more than 7,000 teens and adults every year at treatment clinics in Sioux City, Cherokee, Lamars, Spencer, and Sheldon. The Iowa Utilities Board released its ruling on MidAmerican Energy's request for a natural gas service rate increase. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Often what ends up happening is individuals start to isolate more. They may start putting aside some of their responsibilities or their hobbies, things that they enjoy, and more of their time becomes focused on getting money for gambling or going and gambling.
And a small team is reporting huge success with a program that helps University of Iowa healthcare patients save money on their prescriptions. Last year, the UIHC Medication Assistance Center saved thousands of uninsured or underinsured patients more than $69,000. Wendy Ostrom, one of the center's pharmacist financial counselors, says some patients are saving a few thousand dollars a year. Others facing chemotherapy infusions that run $30,000 a month may save $250,000. The center uses free drug programs offered by pharmaceutical companies, as well as copay assistance programs and grants. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.